You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky. That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening. ENN tonight?
On TV.
Right. It's brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash, get more from your neighborhood. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Peter didn't go to Gucci. I went to Fordham.
And then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Are you serious?
And then I'd like to say good evening to myself. Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll.
Okay.
Daboll. Those are my favorite.
We know.
White, the March Madness.
Thank you. Did anyone bless me except Anthony?
Wow. Oh, did you sneeze?
That was.
Well,
yeah.
God bless you, my friend.
I thought it was a drop.
I did, too. You never know, real or Memorex.
I want to drop when Michael said, "Where's Dodger Stadium?" I thought that was funny, but you know, hey, I'm just on my own. I'm just a hack like Don. Don, it's just me and you. We're just a couple of losers who are here to carry Michael's. We're baggage handlers. You know we are. To really take it to like where I am in life right now, Don. It's all due respect. We're important characters, but we're Pauly and Sill. And unfortunately, based on hair and things of that nature, you're Pauly and I'm Sill.
There's no way that business runs without Sill. He's a consigliere. There's no way it runs without Sill.
I understand it, but it's the Soprano family. All right?
It doesn't matter, but the thing doesn't run. So
that's right, but Tony's not saying, oh, you know what, you're basically just like the boss. No, he's not. He's a consigliere, and he knows his role.
What would you like me to kiss? You want me to kiss your backside or what?
That's not it. Don, did that have anything to do with kissing backside?
No.
You guys get paid extraordinarily well. That's all I can
tell you. You know nothing about what I'm paid.
I know exactly to the penny what each of you make per week.
No chance. And guess what? I bet if I knew what you were paid, I'd walk off right now and you'd never hear from me again. Well, that's what would happen.
I'll tell you exactly what I make then. Just have that.
Are you serious?
Say it right now.
What do you know what I make?
I know exactly what everybody at the station makes.
See?
Why?
Because I've been told.
You know why, Don? You know why? Because in his contract, he has to make more than everyone.
Right.
Believe me. I don't have to have that in there.
But it happens to be there.
Well, here's what you have to have is the percentages. I need to make 50% more than Don, 75% more than Peter. So he has to know what raises we get so that he can get that percentage higher.
It's a given you get paid more.
No,
listen, I have always said this, and I truly believe it. I know we're joking around right now, but this is true.
Here we go.
I never care what other people make as long as I'm happy with what I make. If you made more than me, I'd be thrilled for you as long as I'm happy with what I make, and that's exactly what I am.
Listen,
I don't care what you make. I have no idea what you guys make.
We are really joking around. I'm not going anywhere. We all love each other. It's fun.
Okay.
But if Michael were to find out.
Oh, yeah, keep going.
That I made more than him.
I really wouldn't care.
Would he be, A, happy for me, B, not care at all, C, go directly to management and go absolutely you know what.
Okay, hold on, one more question. Let me add to that. Hold on.
Well, Mike's a bad guy, D.
D, Mike's a bad guy. Hold on, but Don, so that answer is important to get to the bottom of. But there's another one, because he said it in general, like he doesn't care what anyone makes. So remove you, who he loves and who he knows you know, you're on the show, your name's not on the show. Like, in some ways it would be deserving. He could maybe justify it. Remove you from it. He finds out that Dave Rothenberg makes more than him.
Listen, since Come we're on. Really lifting the skirt right. here, Go okay, ahead. I wouldn't care if anybody in our station makes more than me, as long as I'm happy with what I make. Now, if I find out the people I compete against make more than me, then we've got an issue.
Well, Michael, that's all. I love you, but there's no way you would tolerate.
I really wouldn't care.
Anybody being paid more than you.
I wouldn't. I really would not care, as long as I'm happy with what I make.
Now, I'm going to put someone here in a tough spot. Andrew.
No chance I'm answering this. Move on.
You won't tell us whether or not you believe this is true.
No, move on. No.
Well, I make out with money. I love it so much.
Everyone knows
let's replace C. That you wouldn't go to management.
I wouldn't be happy for you, but
you would stroke
care.
Out.
I wouldn't stroke it. You're wrong. You guys think you know me, and you don't. I don't care, as long as I'm happy with what I make.
Well, I
will put it this way. Whatever I make, grossly underpaid by what I bring to the station. Grossly. Okay. I'm not complaining, though, because I make a good living.
That's right, you are. You sure do. Speaking of which, Jerry Jones was on 105.3 The Fan, of course.
He makes a good living.
Yeah, he does well, and he says it's Super Bowl or bust for the Cowboys.
How do you define success once you make the play? Is it title or bust for you?
Unquestionably. There's no in-between. A lot of that has got to do with availability of your players at that time. We're in good shape. We're in real good shape right now. And so, we should be excited and be planning on it.
He's right.
Yeah, I mean, listen, how many years do you get a chance to be really good and compete for it? You can almost, Don, when you think about it, it's almost like they're reliving the Romo era, except they're a better team. But you have another good quarterback who's not the greatest ever, but is damn good enough to win a Super Bowl. Damn good enough to win a Super Bowl. Just like Romo was.
You have a great running back. You've got great wide receivers. You've got a really effective tight end. You've got a good defense.
And by the way, would sound familiar? Romo had great wide receiver or two. He had a great tight end. They had pieces in place, and they never could get it done.
That's a great debate, because I think those Romo teams might have been better. Because remember, they had Ware on defense. They went 13-3 one year.
Well, either way, though, Don, the point remains the same, and I want credit for this guy. I just thought of it on the spot right now. They really are. This could be, if you don't get it done and you just keep going year after year again, it's like they're reliving it again. Like, how often do you get it right where you get a franchise quarterback, you go to the playoffs all the time and never win? It happens with a whole second run.
They've got the defense, and that should be able to make up whatever deficiencies the quarterback has, according to Mike Tannenbaum, because that was our question to him a few weeks ago. Is Prescott a Super Bowl caliber quarterback? But he believes the defense might be able to make up the gap. And in an NFC that's wide open, Dallas could go to Green Bay and win.
But now, the difference between this team and that team had one of the great coaches of all time. I think if the Cowboys don't win the Super Bowl this year, Mike McCarthy's going to have something to do with it. Now, I know he won a Super Bowl with the Packers. I don't think he's a great coach, though. Bill Parcells is a great coach. If Tony Romo doesn't mishandle that snap, they might have gone to the Super Bowl that year.
But Bill was gone by the time they went 13-3 and lost to the Giants the next year. Because I don't think Bill was the coach then. I'd have to look at it. I don't think so.
Well, the Cowboys reached a new deal with their VP, Will McClay, who's their personnel guy, wanted to make sure that he was not lured away.
And now it's not Wilmer Clay. It's Will McClay.
Did it sound like I said Wilmer Clay?
No, I think that a lot of people would say, why is his name Wilmer?
No, well, see, that would only happen with your accent, because a normal person would go Will McClay. You would say Wilmer Clay.
So you don't think I'm good at this, right?
I didn't say that.
That's what you're saying. No, that's exactly what you're saying. I can't speak is what you're saying.
No, that's not the standard for a great broadcaster, is having, you know, perfect diction. I happen to. But not everyone does. There are great broadcasters who don't have perfect diction.
Rick DiPietro rings in with a text.
Great.
I really hope Peter has a pair of Cavaricci's on with that outfit. Very rarely do you see an oversized turtleneck with a front pocket.
See, it worries me how many people saw this outfit and thought it was serious. That Say does that does worry me.
It's a not serious?
It's a Nautica turtleneck from probably 1994 that I found at my mom's house.
Right.
I'm going to bring it to my friend's vintage store and give it to him. It's a turtleneck with chains. There's literally a song by the Lonely Island called Turtleneck and Chains. It was a goof, but
you look like Michael Nesmith right now.
I was trying to
depart it.
It's too bad because I was going for James Nesmith.
No, that would be Naismith.
Sorry.
By the way, I was right. Parcells last year was 06, so Wade Phillips was the coach of the 13-3 team that lost to the Giants. So who's a better coach, Wade Phillips or Mike McCarthy?
Ooh, I think Wade Phillips.
I agree. Even though McCarthy's got that Super Bowl.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Steelers open.
Wasn't it under Mike McCarthy, though, that the Packers never lost playoff games in Lambeau, but under Mike McCarthy it became a thing.
Mm.
The Steelers now will have a window for Juju Smith-Schuster to return from IR.
Nice. Good news.
Yeah, he was back in practice today.
Love that. Changed the number from 12.5 to something else?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to Alan Hunt today. He said it was 14. I haven't looked at the number today. So it went from 12.5 to 14. Andrew, can you get on that as you complete? You still have 12.5? Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, because if that went over 14, Peter, with Kansas City's history of not covering, as much as I don't think Pittsburgh's winning, if that got to 14, though?
I know. It's disrespect for a team like Pittsburgh with the only coach in the NFL good enough to keep their job and be black, as we've learned is an impossibility in this league.
Do you know what David Culley is owed, though? He's going to make out okay. He's got 3 years at $17 million that he's getting paid. So for one coaching year, he got $22 million.
Wait, he's going to be getting – hold on. How much has he made?
Made $5 million this year.
Oh, and he'll get the
next – last 3 years guaranteed at $17 million. So he's going to get $22 million for coaching 1 year.
Yeah, and then on top of whatever, they're going to have to pay the new coach.
Right.
But you know what really stinks? I don't remember if you said this earlier in your well-said – spiel on the subject. What is he, 66 years old?
Yeah, he's not getting another job. I mean, he'll be an assistant somewhere.
So you work your whole life at this.
Right.
You finally get the shot. You get dealt an impossible hand. And by the way, let's be fair about the impossible hand he was dealt. That's the fault of the people who fired him.
And I keep reading all of the NFL guys that cover the sport and gals as well, Peter, and you know what they're saying?
Hmm.
Houston did this on purpose. They knew that this year was going to be rock bottom. Let David Culley get it on his resume. You're not going to want Josh McDaniels to get it on his resume, 4-13. So they paid this guy $22 million, essentially, to take this hit.
Wow. To be the fall guy, if you will.
To be the fall guy, yeah.
It's a lot of money to be the fall guy, but still. At 66, this is probably it. It was his last dance.
Fall guy's on at 8 o'clock, just before a brand new episode of Hunter.
Starring Lee Majors.
And a very special Blossom.
No, that I think I was making up a Saturday lineup, and you just went jumping to Monday or Tuesday? Come on, you're a maniac.
I'm sorry.
Another surprise return to practice. Whitney Mercilus, back to Packers practice.
I love her comedy. I really do.
No. That's Whitney Cummings.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Not even really similar in name. But is there a better name for a pass rusher in football than Mercilus?
I love that name. It's great.
Great names in football history.
He was thought to be lost for the year, but he's back at practice with the Pack.
I dated a girl once named Whitney. Didn't go well. I even remember her last name. It was like 40 years ago.
Can you tell us the last name and also tell us what went wrong?
Her name was Whitney Merhalik.
Beautiful.
And
name.
I got a date, but it didn't go well.
Well, what?
She didn't like what I was selling.
You could just tell she wasn't interested.
Oh, it was brutal from the beginning. She was waiting for the day to end once it began.
Now, did you self-scout? Did you find out exactly what you might have done wrong?
No, I never do that. I don't listen to tapes.
I mean, because she said yes, so it had to be something you did.
It had to be my personality, because she said yes, she knew what I looked like. But then when, I guess conversation at dinner, it just didn't go well. Sad.
No, not everybody's meant for one another.
Here's my problem with first dates, though, guys, back in the day.
Go ahead.
An unbelievable sweater. Perspiration like you wouldn't believe. Albert Brooks in Broadcast News. It would always derail first dates because I'd be nervous and I'd sweat like a pig.
I had that problem.
Really? You guys got nervous on dates?
But it wasn't like Albert Brooks. It was just palm.
Oh, no, not palm. No. Off the forehead.
Oh, that's...
Rivulets of sweat dripping down the tip of my nose.
Michael on first dates was in the bathroom like Rabbit in 8 Mile, vomiting. Wiping himself up.
Peter, why am I the awkward one then?
I don't know. Because honestly, I was always excited for first dates. I was rarely nervous.
No, I got better at it as I went along because I just didn't care anymore. But at the beginning, when I was new to the dating thing, I would work myself into a lather. Wasn't good. And the shirts would pit out. It was disgusting, frankly. And I applaud Whitney Mihalik to get out of it. Before it even began.
Guys, Cam Reddish is a New York Knickerbocker.
Yeah.
Here's Woj on with Barton Hahn earlier talking about what the Knicks like in Cam.
Certainly offensively, you've seen him really grow this year. He's had a couple 30-point games. He's shooting threes at a much better clip. Defensively, to play for Tom Thibodeau, I think there's going to have to be improvement. And I think, that'll be a part of his game that I'm sure they'll drill down on with him. How big of a role he has immediately. Listen, I think Leon Rose and the front office, they give Tom Thibodeau, the ability to make decisions on minutes and who plays and why they play. And so that's all going to be for him to decide. But they traded for Cam Reddish because, they see the upside.
And there you have it.
Great trade. I can't find anything bad about it.
No, because let's say it doesn't work out. What did you give up?
You gave up a first-round draft pick.
Like Michael's date with
Whitney.
With Whitney and Mahershala Ali.
But you're giving up a first-round pick that would be 18 and beyond, right? So,
And again, the Knicks only have so many spots on their roster. Right. They have so many young players. They've got to package these first-round draft picks and other players to make room.
Right, because if you're drafting 20th, say, and you lost that pick, but if you didn't make the deal, all right, who are you getting at 20? Probably another Kevin Knox who's never going to get a chance to play. Now, maybe you get lucky, and maybe it's somebody that turns out to be way better than you thought, but at this stage, you're right. Is it going to – it's worth the risk. And I don't think he'll be a complete bust. He may not live up to the expectations, but I think there's something there.
And lastly, guys, BBCE, the baseball card authenticating people.
Oh, I thought this was BBC East, the channel.
No. They were responsible for authenticating tons of expensive cards, including the $3.5 million Pokemon box purchased by Logan Paul. Well, it has turned out the box is a fake.
Oh, what? Quote, money back?
Quote, we are reevaluating our approach to sealed cases going forward.
Are you serious?
Don't you hate when you buy a $3.5 million box of cards?
Oh, I hate it.
You get home
once, it's frustrating.
You get home and you're thinking, I'm going to pull a Pikachu tonight, and then you open it and there's just nothing in the box. It's the worst. That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening. It's brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker, thank you, or the Hennessy Triple Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Visit www.hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly.
Our buddy Steve Brzezinski pretty much summed it up beautifully. ENN, very random today. A lot of things going on.
There was so much happening. It felt like where we had to go, though.
No, we let it go where it has to go.
I enjoyed it. It's got to be organic.
Like Tom Thibodeau says, the game will dictate how you play. ENN will dictate itself.
That's right. It has its own heartbeat, its own pulse.
All right, we'll come back. We'll take phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes, 98.7 ESPN.